Duke and Dow with you with Sports Friday today, and continuing with some of our guest interviews today. Joining us in studio, Star Valley High School senior Cam Mackey today with head coach Kate Erickson to recap the girls basketball season. You guys, thank you so much for coming in. We were just joking with Cameron about it's a non-school day today, but at least there's a track meet, so you are up anyway, right?
Yes.
You are up bright and early, I'm sure, regardless, yeah?
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys coming in today and chatting with us for a little bit. Coach Erickson, I wanted to ask you a question about Cameron right out of the gate, because if there's something we noticed about Cam throughout the season is she wants the ball in her hands when the Lady Braves are on defense.
And, for sure.
And if the other team had the ball, Cam did not appreciate that very much, and she wanted it back. Talk to us about just her tenacity, especially on the defensive side of the basketball.
Oh, yeah, for sure. On the defensive end, she just found her ways to create loose balls. And not only did she a lot of times just end up with the ball in her hands, and we talked about this quite a bit, is she would get tips and create things that whether – Avery would grab it, or Ambry, but a lot of that was initiated by Cam, and she just wanted to find ways to sneak in and put a little bit of pressure on them, and so it made a big difference. And I, you know, as we moved on throughout the season, we also found ourselves putting Cam on girls that were great offensive players just because she would just find a way to defend them and did a great job there, so...
Cam, one of the things I want to touch on is, I mentioned this on the broadcast here and there over the course of the season, but going clear back to volleyball season, I had a chance to take more pictures this last fall, and so I'm kind of set up on the end, and you played libero, and I came away from the volleyball season thinking, man, she hits the floor a lot and really hard, and you did that through basketball as well. You're a very physical player, and then you just kind of touched on how you run on the 400 earlier today or later today. You're not afraid to do hard things, are you?
No. I actually enjoy it. I like that it like teaches me how to do things that are hard.
So let's talk about that energy, especially since we started with defense. I mean, that was the Lady Braves mantra all year, right? Was your tenacity on defense. So what motivated you, and what, I should say, what motivates you and the rest of this team to play so hard and so aggressive like that?
I think we're just competitive. I think a big thing of competing is grit. We just put a lot of, like, focus, especially in practice. Like, we would do this drill where it was, like, whoever can stay on defense the longest, like, wins. And I was a part of that, and it was exhausting. We were in there for, like, a long time.
It was a long time.
But it's just, I think it's more than just, like, you're getting tired. It's, like, it's good for your brain. I don't know. I just enjoy it.
Well, we noticed a lot of times over the course of the season, you guys won 18 games, which is the most in quite a few years. And you wore teams down. And so just you talking about that, it kind of seems like maybe that's where that came from. Was that a mentality going into every game? You're going to wear out your opponent on defense? Or is that just the way this group was made up?
Yes, it was definitely our mentality. Like, we would always talk about, like, to make them take the first time out, and then, like, going into the fourth quarter, we always knew we were the most in-shape team, so that was always something that we were confident in. Even if we were down, we knew that we could come back with our defense.
One thing we talked with Coach Erickson about after you guys got the win Saturday morning, we kind of recapped the tournament, and you had just that gut-wrenching overtime loss on Thursday. And when something like that happens, it can be really hard to mentally motivate yourself to come back and play well the next 2 days. And you guys, not only did you play well, but obviously Saturday, it was a blowout win, right? And you guys just played fantastic. So walk us through kind of how things went for this team after Thursday and how you were able to regroup and come back and pick up two wins Friday, Saturday.
Well, we kind of took a minute to, like, all feel the, like, loss. And I think that there's a lot that can come from a loss. You learn a lot. And I also think it teaches you how to want to win. And so I think we all just had that desire to win. And that was huge for us. Especially, and then, like, we kind of came together as a team. Like, we started laughing together more. And I remember, especially, like, Saturday morning, we were just ready to go. So that was big for us to have that momentum going into that game.
I was going to say, that game, early on, you could tell, at least as an observer, just how dialed in you guys seemed very focused, seemed very confident, seemed loose, like ready to play. You guys have obviously played a lot of minutes together, a lot of games as seniors. Touch on your fellow seniors and maybe even go back and think about, you know, when your kids, maybe sixth and seventh graders and things like that, and how you've grown up over the last handful of years.
Well, most of us, I think all of us except for maybe Kira, because she lived in Lower Valley, we all played travel ball together since we were like third grade-ish, fourth grade. So it's gone back for a ways, but especially like middle school, we kind of came together more and we learned to play more. And then freshman year, when we spent all the time together in our own separate gym, shooting free throws with Coach Hathaway, we just have grown together.
Perfect. In studio this morning, Cameron Mackey, Star Valley Lady Braves senior, Coach Kate Erickson in studio. Kate, we were just talking about how loose the team was Saturday, especially. For this roster specifically, maybe more than other years, loose is a very different term depending on which girl you're talking to. Because you look at girls like Cameron Ambry, and they're loose maybe a little bit different than Morgan and Avery, right? And so tell us about that team dynamic and how you saw the girls play with each other within their own personalities.
Oh, for sure. And just like you said, Morgan and Ambry compared to Cam and Morgan and Avery. If you watch film sometimes, you'll see Morgan and Avery dancing. And it might be the start of the game. It might be in a timeout. It might be in a free throw. But then you have Cameron and Ambry, who are quite a bit different in their focus and playing loose. But just like that Saturday was just a different feel. And, you know, we had to come out of that Natrona game, beat them four times in a row, and then just trying to fight back and get that win. And all of a sudden, 5 minutes in the fourth quarter, we're down by 7 points. And you guys earlier talked about wearing teams down, and that's what we had to do. And there's sometimes that going in halfway, like, we got them. They're tired, and we would just continue to plug away. But as we went into that Saturday morning, it was just like Cam said, it's hard to even explain, just the feel in the locker room. And even when we got up and met in the hotel room, and we talked about stopping their dribble drive and being in help defense, and, man, they were on key. And then I feel that we've put a ton of time into shooting this year, and it came together at the very end of the season, and it was fun to watch the girls. And I turned around to coach, because every one time I'm like, is this the same team we've been coaching all year? And I don't mean it in a mean way, but I just felt that finally everything that we had worked on and keyed in on came together, and it, a lot of it because we were playing relaxed for sure. So, but different dynamics for sure in the girls, but the dynamics came together and they supported each other on the floor, and you even saw it in practice, pushing each other and then just hanging out together. I felt it was a great group to be around.
So Candace, real quick, getting to bring home a trophy from the tournament for the first time for the program from the 4A bracket, that sounded like it was a popular picture. Talking to Coach Garrickson this week, what did it mean to be able to bring something home from the tournament?
It was really cool. I actually got to be a part of in volleyball too, the first win that we've had in 4A. And we got to play on Saturday for both sports. And so I just thought that was really, I'm really lucky to be a part of a group like that. I'm a group that wanted that so bad. It was just really cool.
So Cameron, what's up next for you? Of course, we talked about you're doing track, the 400 events. What's up and coming after school for you?
I'm still kind of working on it. I'm kind of waiting on a bigger scholarship that'll like allow me to go kind of wherever I want. Then there's that, and then I might go play volleyball somewhere. That's kind of where I'm leaning right now.
Okay, excellent. Coach Erickson, this senior class, of course, Cameron, we've talked with, but what are you going to remember about this group of seniors for the Lady Braves this year?
I think, you know, you had three of them that had a lot of varsity experience, and then a lot of role players that came in and did great job and contributed where they could. And I think just as much as anything is just paving the way for a group that shows that we can compete in the 4A and compete at state. So just kind of paving that way, and great exemplars, whether they're on the court or off the court. We had some awesome captains that led out and did some great things for us. And so it's just a fun group to work with. And, you know, I got to watch them because I had a daughter that age. You know, I remember we had a I pulled a group from Thane, and they had a group up here, and we played together against each other in Soda Springs, and this group whooped on us pretty good. But then we were able to bring this group together and see a lot of great things that they accomplished. So just paving the way and getting that taste of what it's like to compete at state and come home with some hardware.
It's Coach Kate Erickson and Cameron Mackey with First Bank Wyoming Sports Friday. You guys, thank you so much. Congratulations on a great season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.